How colors make us think and feel. What does the color pink make you think of? How does the color blue make you feel? Why do hospital doctors wear white coats? What color room makes you feel relaxed? Colors affect everyone. Each person may have a different answer to these questions, but we can agree that colors affect everyone. We think carefully about color when we choose our clothes or select paint for a room. But we are often unaware of how color affects us. For example, the color of a room may affect our emotions. Advertisers use color to influence our choices at the supermarket. In addition, we may not realize that colors have many different meanings. Universal meaning. Colors in nature have universal meaning. For example, trees and plants are green, so the color green often represents life and nature. Blue, the color of the sky, oceans, and lakes, makes us think of air, water, and peace. Colors in the red spectrum, yellow, orange, and red, are warm colors. Those colors may give us a feeling of warmth and comfort, or feelings of anger. Colors in the blue spectrum, colors such as blue, green, and purple, are cool colors. They often give a feeling of calmness or sadness. These ideas about color are similar around the world. Colors in health. Humans have known about the power of color for a long time. Ancient cultures in China, Egypt, and India used colors to heal sicknesses. People believed that each color had a healing power. For example, people used blue to decrease pain. Even today, some people say that colors can help people feel better. However, research shows that although colors may change the way a person feels, they cannot heal an illness. Cultural meaning. Colors also have different meanings in different cultures. A color may represent good feelings in one culture, but bad feelings in another. For example, in the United States, white represents goodness. It is usually the color of a bride's wedding dress. However, in India, China, and Japan, white can mean death. Green is the color of dollar bills in the U.S., so green may make Americans think of money. But in China, green can represent a loss of respect. Different colors sometimes represent the same idea in different cultures. In European cultures, purple is the color of royalty for kings and queens. In Asia, yellow is the color of royalty. In addition, one color will have many different meanings within one culture. For example, in North America, red often means stop or danger, but it also can represent love. Color psychology. Color psychology is the study of how colors affect our emotions. Researchers are finding that colors can change our behavior in specific ways. For example, one research study showed that people could lift heavy weights more easily in blue rooms. Other studies have looked at how colors influence decisions. Soccer referees made more decisions against teams that wore black uniforms. Taekwondo referees gave competitors in blue clothing higher scores than competitors in red. In another study, students who saw the color red before a test did much more poorly. Of course, these test results might vary from culture to culture. Most people do not realize how much color affects them. It can affect how people think, feel, and act. Some colors, such as those in nature, can have the same meaning for everyone. Other colors' meanings may be different in different cultures. We can increase our understanding of ourselves and the world around us by learning about what colors can mean or represent.